Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Next Sunday, three generations of Ferguson will take the stage at the Two Hill to raise money for an organization that is founded by local singer-songwriter Brian Owens. It's called Life Arts, Inc., and we're going to find out all about it right now from the man himself. Brian, how are you? Thanks for joining me this morning.
I'm good. How you doing, man?
Man, I could hardly be any better, and it's great to be talking with you. Of course, you're an R&B and soul singer and songwriter, and you have a real investment in the St. Louis area. So tell us what this event next Sunday is going to be all about.
The event next Sunday is all about, it's all about community. It's about coming together. It's about honoring those who, among us who have left a legacy and inspiring those who will leave a legacy both now and in the future. It's going to be great to have Michael McDonald joining us on stage, and you know, being able to honor Todd Shelton, the coach from McCushaw Berkeley, and Elizabeth H. Rux, who we're naming the award after. So it's just going to be a good night of community and family. And did I mention music? Really, really, really good music.
Well, anytime you get you and Michael McDonald together, and then let's just throw in another name here. How about Kennedy Holmes? I would say you're going to have some good music.
Yeah, we got Kennedy Holmes. You know, everybody knows her from The Voice. Wonderful, wonderful talent, up and coming. And we got Peter Martin, Shedrick Mitchell. You know, the 442s are going to be on stage with us. We're going to have two student string groups that make up our Strings for Life programs, Suzuki Harmony and Gateway Music Outreach. We're going to have the City Music All-Star Chorus from the Sheldon under the direction of Maria Ellis. Dimensions Dance Studio, we got Car Dance Studio. I mean, we have everybody that's going to be on this stage. And I'm really looking forward to people seeing the picture of community that it is.
Yeah, it's so important as Ferguson continues, of course, and the St. Louis area continues to try to battle with some of the things that we saw come to life in Ferguson and beyond. And talk about your involvement in this. You started the Life Arts, L-I-F-E Arts, Inc., in, what, 2014, I guess. You thought, man, we got to get doing something here.
Well, yeah, you know, we were unofficially. I was just trying to use music as a way to, you know, generate income and generate awareness for organizations that were serving young people in underserved communities. And I had no ambition to start a nonprofit. But you know, in 2014, in 2015, just trying to get a feel on what, you know, what God maybe wanted me to be involved with and doing. And while I was waiting for that assignment, I ended up, you know, in various situations where I was meeting young people, engaging them artistically, partnering them up with different organizations where we could, you know, not only create art, but unpack trauma and different things like that, partnering with Maryville University's therapeutic songwriting program. And then that spawned, you know, basically just using the platforms that we already had to engage young people. So when I went out on the road, I took young people with me to perform with me. If someone was coming into town and we had a relationship with that artist, we would try to get schools in the surrounding area together in partnership with the Key Desley Fine Arts Collaborative at UMSL, and try to get them together and, you know, have a Q&A and a performance. So, you know, what started off is kind of just being, you know, involved in work because it was just what we were doing. It's now turned into a nonprofit.
And it's so important to reach out to the young people who, you know, give them something to do, that give them something to get involved in, to learn a new skill, to maybe find their life's passion. If you don't have somebody like you and your organization to kind of reach out to them, a lot of children aren't going to find that.
Yeah, and I think it's important to not only give them something to do, but give them someone to be, someone to do it for. I think those are two really important principles of our organization. And, you know, our mission is to develop the leaders of today where they live using the art. Simply put, you know, we just want to help develop the next generation of creative thinkers that can use the arts as a means to bring solutions, to bring sustaining hope to our communities. And, you know, these kids are going to be, you know, in the near future, not only employees, but business leaders in this community. So we want to have a hand in, you know, helping to support and develop and invest in this. And so that the idea of them staying here won't be so far-fetched, but they'll want to re-pour what was poured into them into the community that they come out of.
Visiting with R&B soul singer-songwriter Brian Owens. He leads the Life Arts, Inc., as well a nonprofit, and the event is next Sunday at the Two Hill. And you have a recent album out called Soul of Ferguson. Michael McDonald recorded the song for you, together with you. Tell us about that album.
Yeah, so it originally came out in 2017, and I was really fortunate to have Michael record one of my songs with me as a duet called For You, and we put that album out. Well, now, given the rise of vinyl, we're happy to announce that it's being released on vinyl. So it's a re-release, and it will be available for the first time ever that night of the show. It's a record that really came out of, it was born out of the things that happened in the city, 2014, 2015. And the whole point of it is Ferguson is still a city like any other city. People fall in love. People go to work. People worship. People have trauma and different things that they're trying to unpack in their lives. But, I mean, ultimately, you know, if we, for me in my faith, you know, can give everything to God and, you know, walk in the light, I think that, you know, ultimately we can find a path to being okay and find a way for us to efficiently work together in community to not only look for solutions but be solutions in one another's lives.
And so you can be a part of the solution by attending on Sunday night. So, Mr. Owens, how do people get tickets? What do they need to know?
Well, you can go to lifeartsinc.org for tickets. You can also visit twohill.org for tickets. And every penny from this concert is going to go to support of the young people of our city. And a portion of those proceeds is also going to go to support Todd Shelp in his rehabilitation, so we can help get him back in the classroom and back on the football field with those kids.
Outstanding. It's Brian Owens along with Michael McDonald and also Kennedy Holmes and more. So you don't want to miss it next Sunday at the Two Hill. Brian, thank you very much for joining me this morning. Good luck on the event on Sunday, and thanks for all you're doing for Ferguson and the St. Louis community.
God bless, man. Happy Lord's Day, and I look forward to hopefully seeing you on the 29th.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.